Hello, and thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is Dee. Who am I speaking with tonight?
My name is Jeffrey Hill.
Okay, just a moment. Mr. Hill, can you provide me with your zip code so I can try to pull up your account, please?
31501.
And it's Jeffrey Hill.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Just a moment. All right. Thank you so much for your patience, Mr. Hill. For your security, verify for me your full billing address.
It's 1108 Martin Luther King Drive, Waycross, Georgia, 31501.
Okay, looking over the account, I do see that you showed interest in the male enhancer products, male booster. On December the 8th, you made a purchase for $10.94 for a 14-day trial. You were required to give us a call to cancel that if you no longer wanted the male enhancers or the male strength boosters. I don't see where there it was a cancellation, so you were charged $99.
I did not see that on the advertisement that I looked at. That's
you
what
didn't
I'm calling
it
now.
Okay.
I want that canceled. I don't want any more. I'm looking at these charges now. I don't want it. I want both of them ordered canceled. I do not want that. No. I didn't understand a 14-day trial. That wasn't on the advertisement that I saw.
Okay, sir. Now, are you using the male enhancements products?
I have not used it at all, no. So if you need me to return it, I can do so. It has not been open.
Okay. No, sir. Due to health and safety standards, we're not able to accept products back in the warehouse. But when you ordered it, I'm sure you had a goal in mind. So do you still want to keep the products or let me this subscription?
I do not. I want both of these two orders that I'm looking at now that I just saw. I want both of them canceled. I do not want it.
All right. Now I can cancel the subscription. However, the charges are valid because it wasn't canceled within the 14-day trial. So give me just a moment. Let me go ahead and get this canceled for you. Okay, I was able to go ahead and get your account canceled. You should receive an email within 24 to 48 hours confirming the cancellation. So you won't receive any future products, nor will you receive any more charges.
I don't want the products from today. I don't want these charges. Okay. You haven't shipped it, so don't tell me it can't be canceled because it hasn't shipped.
I'm sorry?
I don't want the charges from today either because I don't want the product. It hadn't been shipped, so you should be able to cancel.
Okay, like I said, I did cancel it, but the charges are valid because you did not cancel your 14-day trial within the time frame.
So now, am I going to be charged for today is what I'm asking you.
The charges are valid, sir.
That's not answering my question.
I said yes, sir. Yes, you will be charged. Because the 14-day trial was up and you didn't cancel your subscription.
That was not in the advertisement that I saw.
Okay. In order for you to receive the first shipment, you had to select that you were 18 years or older and that you understood the terms and conditions before the first shipment was even sent out, sir.
And why you can't cancel? You haven't shipped the product. It hadn't moved. You just did it at 6 of them tonight. The product had moved. You should be able to cancel it. No strain on your back because the product is still at your warehouse.
The account is canceled, sir. That's not the
issue. No, I'm talking about the shipment.
The shipment was canceled. You're not receiving anything, but the charges are valid because you didn't cancel your account.
No. So you're telling me you're going to take my money, but you're going to keep the product too? Is that what I'm hearing?
That's correct.
You can't do that. That's against the law.
Sir.
You can't take my money. Then go ahead and do it. You're here for my lawyer. Go ahead and do it. If that's what it takes now. Because they're stealing. You can't take my money then hold the product too. You can't have them both. And I'm calling you, and the product has not shipped. It can be canceled. You just don't want to do it because you want to just take the money. But I let my lawyer contact you. I know how to get to you. You have a good evening.
Thanks for calling customer service. You have a great evening as well.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir. We're still here.
I need to talk to somebody in management.
We go by the same protocol, sir. I would be the one to assist you.
You don't have a supervisor?
I do, but I would be the one to assist you because they're going
to
give you the
same. I need to talk with
you. Just a moment. Thank you so much for your patience. I was able to speak with the supervisor and get an approval to provide you with a 35% discount on your account on both of your charges. Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay.
I want to speak with the supervisor myself.
You're not accepting the discount, sir?
I want the charges canceled because you still have the product. It has not shipped, and I don't want the product. You
okay, so you are so
because
you're
you have not shipped the product.
So
I want to speak with your supervisor. I want to
okay, just a moment.
I'm not going to say that now. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to make a real